Oh yeah, that's the biggest reason I like blackout. I don't think it's necessarily ballistically the, you know, the best choice, but it does everything adequately, and the fact that you can use spent, you know, 223 cases and you know, and plentiful 308 slugs, just that whole thing just really appealed to me. It's like, you know, the two most common, you know, two of the most common pieces, parts, to build up your rounds. That I think is the thing that most appealed to me. Plus, you know, it's got super nice, with the big 220s. I got some big 220 slugs that I can use for subsonics, and I've got the suppressor. So, you know, that was another reason I wanted that one, for its suppressed performance just in general. It just checked a lot of boxes for me. It's a good all-purpose rifle. But anyhow, yeah, as far as the torque wrench goes, Dakota, it's kind of funny because this barrel nut is like, you take it up, you know, as tight as you can get it by hand, and there's no way you're going to get it beyond the next index, right? So what do you need a barrel nut for, or a torque wrench for? You have to get it to one of the indexed points so you can get the gas tube through, and you're never going to get it to the next one. So what does a torque wrench matter? You're going to target to the, you're going to take it as tight as you can get it and then torque it to the next index, and that's what you get. You know what I'm saying? Because